Welcome back. Let's try this again, shall we? See if this works any better. Interesting stuff. I want to talk about Texas, and really not as a distraction. There's all kinds of strange stuff going on, but there's a subplot or a story that I think it's interesting the mainstream press is not picking up on. Very interesting. Why is that? So, you know, I'll just jump out and we'll kind of, in this crazy world, you know, I was going to say at the outset of today's broadcast, welcome to the era in America where the National Enquirer is considered a conservative news outlet, and the Onion is the most trusted name in news. But really, you know, I think 4chan probably is the most trusted name in news. It's very strange what's going on these days. So some folks have picked up on the fact that Saturday there was the post that's now archived on 4chan, the 4plebs site, which is the archive of the 4chan threads. But some folks picked up on the fact that there was that post that mentioned things happening in Texas. Keep an eye on Texas. And so what's interesting, though, the Saturday posts didn't tell the whole story. So you have the anonymous post that was posted. It was actually Friday. Watch the news in Texas tomorrow, and something big is coming, what it said. And then you have the other post that's archived now with the picture of the hooded figure that actually looks strikingly similar to Devin Patrick Kelly. And that was also posted Friday. You ready for tomorrow poll? Remember, beauty is in the streets are the words. And so some folks have posted photos of these two images together, that image of Devin Patrick Kelly that has circulated, kind of a selfie photo along with the hooded figure photo. And so just to kind of back up a little bit on this subject, the Sutherland Springs incident update. By the way, yesterday's National Intel Report provided some great coverage. There are several articles speaking of that are up on RBN. One of those is a Fox News story, which is interesting. And I thought it was interesting in part because now, originally it had, and what do they have now? Yeah. So now there's an image. It's all strange imagery to me. And I don't want to get off into the voodoo. But it's interesting. There's some interesting coincidences. So we heard Antifa originally, which I think is misdirection. I think the Antifa storyline was intentional misdirection, unless this is like a double cross of a double cross. Is this a triple cross or worse? I don't think so. Unless Antifa set up the Adam Waffen division, which is the neo-Nazi stormtroopers, and there is a cell in San Antonio. I'll talk more about that in a second, but basically, there is a telegraphing of this, of the events. Apparently, it seems there was a telegraphing of the events that happened in Sutherland Springs by the Atomwaffen Division, which is the neo-Nazi group. And it, again, there is a cell in San Antonio. And so how is that possible? So yesterday's National Intel Report provided some great coverage. And I was going to joke and say, you know, to Mr. Stadmiller's point about hosts whose voices sound like listening to paint dry. I was going to say, you know, do I sound like that? But I'm not really in a joking mood now because of the technical difficulties we've had this morning. But I digress. So, you know, but I will say, as Machiavelli would say, it is better to be loved for your knowledge than to be feared for your broadcasting prowess, perhaps. But again, I digress. So the Antifa storyline is misdirection. I don't think many folks would doubt that, that really kind of investigate. But the Atomwaffen Division, what about that connection? Well, folks like Mike Toks were tweeting about it. I think Mike Toks was tweeting about it Sunday, I believe late that evening around 7:30 or 8 o'clock. YouTube channel creator James Munder has a video out making the connection, so shout out to him as well. But he doesn't quite go as far as he should. He kind of gets hung up. And so the Atomwaffen Division is German for Nuclear Weapons Division, Atomwaffen, Nuclear Weapons. And the 4chan warning on Friday is eerie, obviously. And it included an image of the Atomwaffen Division from the site. It is a photo of a band of merry men. Not really, you know, military garb and black dressed, black suited, you know, hooded figures with the skull mask on. Skull mask obviously reminds folks of the death cult that includes Skull and Bones and others, the pirates. And it has their flag, you know, with the nuclear emblem on the crest or shield. Anyway, so it's a cast of characters, seven folks, a couple of them holding the flag, several of them displaying weapons, AKs, ARs, etc., and a water tank in the background to the right, and looks like maybe somebody's basement or something. Anyway, that photo was published along with the foreshadowing of events, basically. And so the message said, watch the news for Texas tomorrow, something big is coming. And that image was in there. And then on Monday, some 4chan users were posting one of the posts. Actually, Atomwaffen Division was responsible, and it includes the photo that I'm talking about of Devin Patrick Kelly on the left, the photo the press has been circulating, along with the hooded figure on the right that was one of the other posts. So there were two posts in advance, is what I'm saying. The one with the depiction that I mentioned of the seven figures, seven hooded figures, and then there was the other that had the single hooded figure that looks like Devin Patrick Kelly. And so when you compare the two, as was the case in the 4chan post that I mentioned, actually Atomwaffen Division was responsible. And you see the picture. When you look closely, especially at the hairline under the hood looks a lot like, which, you know, it's not a big deal, but I think it almost looks like the photo that's been circulated in the press was sort of washed out. And I forget that filter that – I forget the name of the filter. But when you look at the photos, his eyebrows are a little washed out in the photo that's circulated in the press, that selfie-looking photo. But the hairline looks identical with the – as you're looking at him, you know, the hair kind of slanted down to the left from his receding hairline up on the right as you're looking at the photos. very it's a striking resemblance, I would say. But that's, and you know, the shape of the eyes, even though in the photo that circulates in the press, he's kind of looking down, and then the masked figure is looking directly at the camera or whatever device was used to take the photo. Anyway, hopefully all of that makes sense. So you have the Adam Woffen connection, the forewarning on 4chan, which is eerie. And this would seem to indicate it was a staged event to some degree. And obviously, you know, we talk about false flag on this network. You know, I don't understand why false flag isn't always the first place we look. I don't understand if the FBI, you know, if Trevor Aronson is right, and he is, and his TED Talk says it all, the title of the TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. That's how it works. It's called false flag, and you use that as a surreptitious pretext to whatever malfeasance and nonsense you want to accomplish. You know, you can control the narrative, you can control events. Going back to the emblematic example, Northwoods, you know, the playbook, literally, you have examples of things like drills. Hey, we should be running drills so that, you know, at any point we can take them live, which is interesting, injuring Americans to garner widespread support from the general populace. And, of course, the strategy of tension is always in play. And so I always say, whether it was false flag or copycat or a genuinely organic, so to speak, incident of someone doing something bad, we have these arsonists, the ROM, Opportunities of Crisis, Emmanuel critters, who plan like an arsonist. What are we going to do with the insurance windfall that we get? It's what they do. They never miss an opportunity. Like what we see in the press, I mean, there is absolutely no humanity, no compassion on either of the contrived, perceived sides of the aisle. There are no sides. That scene from Shooter, Ned Beatty's character, Senator Charles Meacham, I think, saying there are no sides. There are no Sunnis, no Shiites, no Republicans, no Democrats. There are only haves and have-nots. That's what it is. The haves are meeting in places like Riyadh, Davos in the desert. We have the other Davos coming up in a few months, don't we? A couple months now. And a bunch of them meet in the Oval Office now too. Not that that's a new thing, but you know, there is a, you know, the meetings in the Oval Office comprise more wealth than what? 60 or 70% of the American population or more? And these people are going to, you know, restore the middle class. Good luck. Good luck with that. Anyway, so going back to, you know, the false flag, I mean, Aaron and Melissa Dykes said it all. You got an Israeli lobbyist in Patrick Claussen basically saying it, telling it like it is. Hey, you know, I mean, every time there's a war, every time there's a conflict, yeah, you know, you got to have a false flag. Wow. He said it. And Iran is on the table, so to speak, in that kind of language that Sam Gardner and Wolf Blitzer were talking about. So you have guys like this telling it like it is, which is basically just confirmation of what Carol Quigley told us in the Anglo-American establishment. Again, I always want to point folks to the Amazon book description. Amazon's not a conspiracy theory. Well, it is, but not in this context. But the Amazon book description for Carol Quigley's Anglo-American establishment. Remember Carol Quigley, a macro historian extraordinaire at Georgetown University? He was one of Bill Clinton's mentors and had an opportunity to dig around in the Rockefeller Center basement, so to speak, you know, through the secret documents of the ne'er-do-wells who presume themselves the masters of the common folk, like you and I, or at least I. Quigley's Anglo-American establishment description on Amazon reads thusly. Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. My question simply is, when did that stop? Especially when you hear folks like Patrick Clausen saying, you know, every time there's a war, there's always a false flag beforehand, because that's how you goad people, the general populace who's tired of these endless wars. And like Orwell wrote, I guess that means that war ceases to exist. Just endless. It's the long war. When you have folks like Patrick Clausen telling us, that's how it works. Is Patrick Clausen a conspiracy theorist? American economist and Middle East scholar, director for research at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Is he a conspiracy theorist? You know, with guys like Patrick Clausen, we see the coining of terms like Iranistics, Iranian studies. What does that mean? That just manipulative, conniving, duplicitous, deceptive intriguers. That's what these people are. How can we manipulate the American public into capitulating to invading Iran? This is a big bite. You know, we had those 7 countries in 5 years, Wes Clark intimated, which is no new deal. That's the Wolfowitz Doctrine, a la the Greater Israel Project, a la Oded Yanan's plan, the Yanan plan. And that's not new. Again, that's where Israel came from, this counterfeit that I tried to explain yesterday late in the broadcast, as I've done before. This is not a new discussion, but we're getting off track. So hopefully, you know, folks will look into the Adam-Waffen division connection. And I think it's interesting. According to – listen, here's some interesting connections. I mean, just again, I don't want to get into the voodoo – theology aspect of this. I'm not going to get into the numerology or you know, gematria or any of that stuff, but it is interesting, some of the just coincidences. Sutherland Springs SS, that's interesting. According to State Department, or excuse me, Texas Department of Public Safety's regional director Freeman Martin, who's kind of the spokesperson for the Sutherland Springs incident, Kelly entered the church dressed entirely in black and, quote, wearing a face mask with a white skull on it. Oh, you mean the one like depicted in the 4chan warnings? The one that looks like Devin Patrick Kelly? I wonder if it's the same mask. I'd be curious to know. Talk more when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. You know, as a brief aside, and I'll get back to this other stuff in a second, you know, I mentioned in relation or connection to Aaron and Melissa Dyke's video while everyone was busy being distracted by Texas, they played that clip of Patrick Claussen. I mentioned the Business Insider article. Circulate that. It says it all. September 26, 2012, lobbyist says Israel should create a false flag to start a war with Iran. Why don't we talk about this? Lobbyist says Israel should create a false flag to start a war with Iran. Of course, on this network, you know, when you hear Israel false flag, folks will go, Liberty, USS Liberty, among others. But, you know, that comes up. We record the infamy of that event at least annually on this network, do we not? Lobbyist says Israel should create a false flag to start a war with Iran. It's a very brief article by Jeffrey Ingersoll and Michael B. Kelly. It reads thusly: Israel is conducting massive, quote, snap training exercises, with a link to the Reuters article. The U.S. is doing some unprecedented naval mine clearing evolutions, which points to another Business Insider article. Iran is launching anti-ship missiles and submarines, which points to another Business Insider article. Now is the time that a small provocation could lead to a full-blown war. And Patrick Claussen, Director of Research at Washington Institute of Near East Policy, WINEP, has suggested the suggestibilists, right? that someone should fabricate that small provocation. Patrick Claussen has suggested that someone should fabricate that small provocation. Speaking at the Winnet Policy Forum luncheon on, quote, how to build U.S.-Israeli coordination on preventing an Iranian nuclear breakout. That's some interesting spin, isn't it? And there's a link, of course, to that post, which you should link and we should archive if it hasn't been already. I hope it has. I haven't looked. But it should be archived, the Washington Institute page, how to build U.S.-Israeli coordination on preventing an Iranian nuclear breakout, which includes the YouTube recording of the luncheon and Patrick Claussen's remarks, infamous as they are. But, you know, it includes some excerpts, some key excerpts, you know. Says Claussen ironically said that, and that links to the YouTube video. But it says Claussen said that if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if someone else started that war. Someone else started the war. These are the psychopaths. That's exactly what you know, this is precisely what was meant when Ralph McGahey said what he said. Again, 25-year CIA veteran, decorated Kerr Intelligence Medal recipient, who wrote in his book back in 1983, the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. And what are the foreign policy advisors saying? They're saying things like this. Trump meeting with Kissinger. What do you think we're going to get? More of the same. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence, quote unquote, stovepiping. That's what it's called. Justifying those activities. It shapes its intelligence, even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability, or the updated version, weapons of mass destruction, to support presidential policy. But it's not presidential policy, is it? Disinformation is a large part of its covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. Think about that. So why are we not talking about false flag? Patrick Claussen is. Why are we not talking about false flag strategy of tension scenario incidents? Trevor Aronson did. He wrote the book on it, Terror Factory. What's the Terror Factory? The FBI, for Pete's sake. Come on. America, get your head out of the sand. How about that? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it? Kind of getting back on the subject of Sutherland Springs again, just to kind of recap. So the Adam Waffen division connection, why is that not being discussed? The Adam Waffen division is German for nuclear weapons division. Folks like Mike Tokes were tweeting about this late Sunday evening. And why isn't the mainstream media picking up on this? This is not – this is, I think, something that should be investigated well, again, just to kind of back up, you have these posts. There are a couple of posts on 4chan. One – let me see if I can grab these again. The one with the – characters depicted in the background, that is, it's a an image that you can find on the Adam Waffen division website. Let's see if it's still there, just for fun. Not really. If you go over to ironmarch.org, you'll find these subjects. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the posts over there is a post that refers to the propaganda. So anyway, I'll post this here on the chat area. The link, the New Central Thread link, Adam Waffen Division, New Central Thread, which includes a larger image, larger copy of the image that was the thumbnail image of that post that says, watch the news for Texas tomorrow, something big is coming. That was posted Friday, November 3rd. And so I'll post this in the chat area real quick with the comment, I suppose, look at the image of the seven figures depicted with the Adam Waffen flag and arms. Same as image, same image in 4chan for foreshadowing. Check it out while it's still there. And the image on the site, let's see. I'll post that too, real fast. There it is. Now it's in the chat area. So, I mean, I don't know if you're getting this. It's you kind of have to see it. But, you know, again, Freeman Martin, Texas Department of Public Safety's regional director, the spokesperson for the incident, point guy, the PIO, so to speak, stated that Kelly entered the church dressed entirely in black and wearing a face mask with a white skull on it. Go to the chat area right now and look at the image that I just posted. And the link above it, you can go to the site, the Adam Waffen Division New Central Thread. The photo is there along with many others. You mean like that? Is that what we're talking about? So, you know, look up the Adam Waffen Division and you'll see them often portrayed in precisely that attire. Incidentally, for this reason, the Nazi Iron Pride connection, I found the Fox News article with the Iron Cross is eerie too. Again, I don't want to get off into this symbolism, but like I said, Sutherland Springs, SS is interesting. And Fox switched the image that they had on that article that was one of the articles that was reposted on Republic Broadcasting. Fox switched to the video now that features the four what look like iron crosses. It's the video titled Las Vegas and Sutherland Springs, A Tale of Two Massacres, which is an awful title for anything. We're just trivializing this at this point. It's you know, again, no humanity. So that article is titled Texas Church Shooter Devin Patrick Kelly Served in Air Force, was court-martialed for assaulting wife and child. And I mean, that sounds like an angry white supremacist neo-Nazi to me. So, you know, the pieces kind of fall into place. I think this is still false flag, I would say Manchurian candidate type of nonsense. Wouldn't surprise me. But so the Iron Pride, Iron Cross connection is interesting. That's an eerie harbinger, in my opinion, or kind of an homage, a nod. More importantly, there was a 4chan warning Friday with a young man in a hoodie who looks very much like Devin Patrick Kelly. And just to kind of move on, speaking of this, Are we having technical difficulties again? Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. We're having serious technical difficulties today for some reason. I don't know where I was when we lost connection apparently, but Mike Adams' list, the top 10 questions. So number five was, did the shooter shout anything before opening fire or while shooting? We heard in Lower Manhattan the gratuitous Allahu Akbar. You know, I don't know if you heard that. That's what I was talking about. And it's just astonishing that folks, eyewitnesses always seem to be able to say, yes, he shouted, you know, and no one ever says it right. He shouted Allah, but something that, you know, something. Listen to Oli Damagard on that kind of stuff. I think the Saifulo Saipov, you know, the way Oli Damagard puts it, usually gets some simple, easy name to pronounce that's, you know, it sounds Arabic. It's simple because it needs to roll off the tongue. In Bernaysian fashion, it has to be sticky, so to speak, as what's his name? You know, the goofy-looking guy who wrote The Tipping Point and so forth. You know, as he says, it needs to be sticky. That's one of the ways that's how you create the viral spread of a social trend. That's how you engineer it. So you have to have – it has to have stickiness in his terms, and Oli Damagard talks about that. Saifulo Habibulevic Saipov is not sticky, obviously, so that was kind of an anomaly. Anyway, usually it's sticky, and, you know, everyone's running around saying, you know, he said something. Allahu Akbar. That's, you know, we hear that, and it's, you know, people – someone's day is disoriented, things are happening, and they say, you wonder how many of these people are coached. It's kind of what I always think. Mike Adams has two number fives in his list, which is interesting. The other number five is, was the weapon legally acquired or was it illegally acquired? Of course, we've heard about in the Sutherland Springs incident that the Air Force, you know, there was an Air Force oversight. And, you know, that gets into another issue I want to kind of touch on, but we're running out of time. Number six, was there a political motivation to target Christians or conservatives? Yes. And it's, you know, the constant balkanization and, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. Have you noticed how the cauldron just gets hotter and hotter and hotter? This is not by accident. Number seven, did any member of the church know the shooter? The answer, it seems, is yes. Of course, he's former in-laws. He's ex-in-laws. And that's, you know, those kinds of things happen. Hatfields and McCoys, not that it's okay, but, you know, those scenarios have happened in history. We act like we're going to eradicate evil from the face of the earth. And to do that, we'd have to get rid of every person. That's kind of what is happening. Do you see that? Number eight, was there a law enforcement training exercise scheduled in that area? There was something going on, I believe. I'm not quite clear. There's been speculation on that. But, you know, Sutherland Springs is a small place. It's kind of one of those one-stoplight towns in America. Number nine, what made this shooter so angry in the first place? Which is why I mentioned the Adam Waffen Division. Why is mainstream media not talking about this? There was forewarning, it seems. Number 10, was this related to Antifa? No, Adam Waffen Division and the left's ongoing war against churches, Christians, Texas in particular, is some kind of hate group involved, so to speak, or proxy group, really, is a better way to put it. Some kind of COINTEL proxy group, because Antifa and the Adam Waffen Division are just two sides of the same COINTELPRO proxy group false flag coin. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
When you were here before... Couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Welcome back.
I don't care if it hurts.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Very interesting. You know, Ted Williams talking about, you know, the alleged Manchurian candidate, as I would say, phoning his father. Said he didn't think he was going to make it. Called his father after being shot. There's been talk, speaking of Ted Williams, of investigating, looking for possible accomplices and motive. Again, we have no motive. Always no motive. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
State the obvious. I see so many similarities between this and the Roanoke killer, mm-hmm. the weatherman or whoever it was. You know, after crashing his car, according to the Sun, attempted to flee the murder scene after reportedly reportedly being caught up in a gun battle with, quote, crack shot plumber Stephen Wilford. Okay, then he crashes his car. This just, you know, and no one can get near it. Of course.
Yep.
No one can go near the car. And you can't go near the church, of course.
Nope.
Because
and everyone's,
they don't want you to know there are no bullet holes.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. It reminds me of that. It also reminds me of Sung-hee Cho and his anti-hero alter ego Ishmael Axe, you know, that kind of cartoonish type stuff. The kid dons this costume, apparently, you know, it's the same kind of thing, really. That whole schizoaffective disorder, you know, blurring of the line between fantasy and reality. And kids are indoctrinated into this with video games and all kinds of other stuff, movies, TV, everything these days. So,
well, and I had written about that again on the blog that disappeared. We, you know, it started out, even myself as a parent of a young son at that time. Hey, it's only Mario Bros. You know, and then over time they morph, and they're teaching your children to kill. They call it a computer program for a reason. Anyway,
exactly.
I know you're approaching the end, but that's what I had.
Right on.
Appreciate what you do.
Thanks, John. Appreciate your call and your observations. And, and you know, add into that the anthropomorphic effect as well, which again just kind of cements the suspension of disbelief. In the mind, the anthropomorphism, the constant theme of anthropomorphism throughout a child's life or their formative years, is the sort of cementing of the suspension of disbelief. That's not a good thing. Anyway, that'll do it for today. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.